Now, Upper Michigan's award-winning news.
No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace.
Those are sounds from the protests in downtown Marquette earlier today. For the Radio Results Network News, I'm Derek Maselli. Demonstrators gathered for the third straight day in opposition of police brutality and the death of George Floyd in the hands of Minneapolis police. The protest, one of many going on across the country. The Marquette ones have been fairly peaceful relative to what's gone on in other cities, even across our own state. For instance, in the capital of Lansing, where Governor Gretchen Whitmer is urging collective, peaceful, and sustainable change.
We've got to summon the courage and the self-discipline to confront these crises in nonviolent ways so that we can be impactful and make the change we want to see.
Whitmer also recently announced that the state will continue slowly reopening the economy in different regions so long as the number of new coronavirus cases continues to decline.
Groups of 100 or less can gather outdoors so long as they maintain strict social distancing. Outdoor fitness classes are permitted so long as participants can remain 6 feet from one another. Later this week, I plan to issue an executive order to move regions 6 and 8 to phase 5.
Of course, Region 8 is the Upper Peninsula, so we'll have more info on that as it becomes available in the coming days. Again, for the Radio Results Network News, I'm Derek Maselli.
Stopping the use of the Johnson COVID-19 vaccination for the time being, our own Derek Maselli reports from the newsroom in Marquette.
Thanks, Don. Northern Michigan University actually paused its Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine clinic scheduled for this week following the FDA and CDC recommendations. About 500 students were scheduled to get the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and they'll now be receiving the first shot of the two-dose Moderna one this week instead.
The Dickinson Iron District Health Department says it is also putting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine on hold.